I want to say a few words now to the ladies about fashion because it's a part of our culture, of course, especially in this country. We're going to be stuck with these pointed toes another season. They're beautiful. They're quite comfortable for women with one toe. I have a pair that are so gorgeous, so chic, they hurt clear to the hip. And mesh hose, look out, mesh hose are back. Oh yes, that won't bother me though, because my legs are cracked. I follow fashion very, very closely in Harper's Bazaar, the magazine of bazaar harpies. This is the season for hats. Here is a cocktail hat. Isn't that beautiful? You know what really happened? Her head exploded. Stuck a wet toe in a hot socket. Here is another hat that is beautiful. It's made entirely of feathers. But I don't think you can tell a thing about it, the way they have shown it here on this child. So I'm going to model it for you and show you what it really looks like, where you might actually run into it, like down at the PTA, where I recently lost the election. I wanted it so bad. I was up for Cookie Monitor. And we are not goofing with this little number. This is a genuine John Fredericks. And you know what they run before the legs are removed. Now, I'm going to model it for you, and I do hope nobody's eating. Are you ready? Isn't it ghastly? Oh, my golly. No, I mean the hat. You know, I've mussed my hair. Could I borrow your comb, sir?
I don't have one.
I have so little of it, I like to keep it straight. Do you have a comb? Thank you. I'll be right back. Thank you. What's your name? Ace? And you know, I have this dreadful scalp disease. And I know that you can understand why I don't like to use my own comb. You probably think this is hair. Oh, you're sweet. These are nerve ends. Thank you. Thank you. Now, we have something here that appeared to everyone who saw it when it came on. Everybody thought it was a green hat. Couldn't have been wronger. This girl went to bed with wet hair and it mildewed. And here is something that appears to be an Alaskan-type fur hood. How will you hear? This was an overdose of hormones. You ought to see her chest. It's flat, but it's fluffy. Of course, you know there's absolutely no demand for flat, fluffy-chested girls. Now, here's the cover hat. Can't wait to show you how beautiful this one is. And, oh! Now, I feel that this is the hat for the truly ugly woman. You know, don't fight it, honey. Go with it. But don't ever wear this one to a party, and I'll tell you why. They'll whisper into your nose. And another thing about this hat, you will never see it worn by a den mother. Well, not unless she's running a real den. And here is a chinchilla stole. This girl is wearing $20,000 worth of the most expensive fur in the world, chinchilla. But you notice that she worked so hard getting it, she's too tired to go out. Here is something really new in the fashion world. It's a maternity wedding gown. Too little, too late. Well,